We were learning Shaar Beis, Perakid Aleph. Like I said, one of the biggest fundamental principles, Yesoides, in the understanding of Tefillah. The whole concept of Tefillah is, that we should really, we should be davening for the Kavod of Hashem. And we, and on two levels. So we said that there's three levels to this. There's number one, a guy that goes down with the shopping cart trying to get what he can out of the prayer. And another person that understands that the reason he has a problem is because Hashem is holding back the hashpa, and therefore he's asking that Hashem should be able to unleash his hashpa, and sometimes for him, for the world, etc. And then the third level is when he's davening for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not present in the world. And therefore, he wants that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina should be present in the world. Okay? Now, I want to go over a few of these things. So he proves this from the concept of the Tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. The Tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah are definitely very much in this direction, that we daven for the Kavod of the Shechina. And he says, however, that there's two levels in this. Okay? One level is when there's a Tzara to Klal Yisrael. So when there's a tzara to Klal Yisrael, that means that you have, there's a big chilul Hashem in the world. A chilul, by the way, chilul Hashem doesn't mean a desecration of Hashem's name. Chilul is from the lashon of chalal, which means an empty, a vacuum, an empty area. A chilul Hashem means that in that place that a person desecrated the name of Hashem, it means he took Hashem's name out of that place. There's a vacuum now that the presence of Hashem is not as strong there as it was before. That's what that means. So there's a chilul Hashem in the Bria. So Hashem is not there. So Memela, you're diving for the chilul Hashem. But that's very good when there's a tzara to Klal Yisrael. What about when there's an individual tzara? That's not a chilul Hashem. It's an individual thing. She says, even when there's an individual tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Imoy Anochi B'Tzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Imoy Anochi. Hashem is also feeling the pain. And therefore, in both cases, is a person's davens for the Tzara, the Shechina, whether it be the Chil Hashem aspect, or whether it be the Tzara of the Shechina, when it comes to, the Tzara of the individual. He breaks a Gevaldik Remez to this in the footnote. And he says, like this. He says that, and actually it comes into this week's parasha, that we know there's the famous Chazal, that Chazal say, at the end of this week's parasha, that when Moshe Rabbeinu fought against Amalek, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to lift up his hands in order to win. And says the Mishnah, V'chi yadav shel Moshe, oiso is milchama, oiso yver is milchama, do the hands of Moshe make it or break it? El alomar lach, rather to tell you, Bizman Shi Yisrael, Mishtabdim Libam Klape Milo, when Klaiso looks up Klape Mala, Umashabdim Meslibam Lavimish Bashvaim Noitzchem, then they win. Okay? And then the Mishnah goes on to another case, that by the Nachash Nechoshes, remember when the Nechosh and the snakes were coming and stinging people, they would also, Moshe Rabbeinu made a Nachash Nechoshes, a copper snake, and you're supposed to look at it to get a refuah. And the Mishnah says the same thing. And you think it's the power of the Nachash. Then when you look up, really you were looking up to Shemayim and you were praying. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that really what the Mishnah means is when it says you look up to Shemayim and pray, it means that you don't pray for yourself. You're looking and praying up to Shemayim. You're praying for the Tzar of the Shechina. And the reason the Mishnah says both examples of the Yadav of Moshe and the Nachash Nechoshes is because there's these two levels. One level is the level of when there's a Chil Hashem to all of Klal Yisrael. So when there's a Chil Hashem to all of Klal Yisrael, so then that was the case of Amalek. So in that case, you have to look up to Shemayim and say, hey Hashem, get rid of this situation, get rid of this Chil Hashem. And then there's also a situation when there's an individual Tzara. An individual, one person got bit by his Nachash. Even in the individual case, also, the idea is to go up to Shemayim and to realize the tzar of the Shechina that he has at the time that a person is experiencing that pain. And be meshabed es libo el aviv shel Shemayim and think up to Shemayim to the tzar of the Shechina in that case. Okay, so So this is the Reb Chaim Lozhiner, how he explains this concept of Imay Nachim Tzara, of leaving by a person's own tzar in order to face the tzar of the Shechina. It's pretty incredible, level, incredible concept. Now, by the way, I just wanted to point out, I shared with some of you maybe, but I just wanted to point out that one of the other concepts that we mentioned in last chapter, last week in Reb Chaim Lozhiner, was that often the purpose of the tzar is to engage us in prayer. It's not the opposite. It's not that because you have something, you use prayer to get out of the situation. It's the opposite. It's because, so it's not that you have the tzara in order and then you pray to get out of the tzara. It's the opposite. Is that you because you have to pray, you got the tzara. Hashem wants to hear us prayer. He's hear us daven. And if he wants to hear us and we're not davening, he brings the tzara in order to, you know, encourage us to pray, because we need to daven, because davening is the key that unleashes all this power into the Bria. So the Medrash says this explicitly in this week's parasha. Okay? Because the Medrash says that there's a famous, beautiful pasuk in Shir Hashir. It says, Yonasi b'chagvei asela. Yonasi samasi. B'chagvei asela. And it says, when the Yonah is stuck in the crack of the wall, Hashmi'ini es kolech. I want to hear your voice. Ki kolech arev umarech nave, because you are beautiful to me. So says the Medrash. What is this referring to? He says it's referring to the Zman of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Jewish people left Mitzrayim. And the Jewish people were so thrilled that they left Egypt. But there was one thing missing. Hashem says, when it was going bad for you in Mitzrayim, and the tzara was very bad, you guys were davening every day. Now all of a sudden, I don't hear your voice anymore. I don't hear you anymore. What's going on? Now you're in your home free. Now you forgot about me. So he says, Mashal lama davar daimet. There was a mashal to a girl who was captured, who was attacked by bandits. And she yelled out for help, and the king came and helped the girl. Now, the king realized that this girl was special, and the king realized that this girl was destined to be his queen. So he was waiting, but she ignored him after that. So he wanted to get her attention again, because he wanted her to realize that also. So he said, well, she's waiting around to hear if she's gonna, you know, call the king again, and she's just not paying attention. So he hired those bandits again. He hired the bandits and he said, go after her again. The bandits go after her. She yells out screaming. The king comes and saves her. And this time she realizes that now, oh, the king's there for me. So he says, so the Medrash says, is that that's what Hashem did with the Yam Suf. Is that the Jewish people left the tribe and they weren't davening anymore. So he brought Paro back at the Yam Suf just for the purpose that the Jewish people should raise up their voice in prayer. And then they'll be able to daven and hear, and Hashem will hear them. So the purpose of it, it's not the pshat that they were in a bad situation and the prayer got them out of it. It was the opposite. They were put in that situation to pray because they were supposed to daven. Unbelievable medrash. And then it says, Gevaldik Avart, it says, Hashmi'ini et kolech. It doesn't say, I want to hear that voice. Kol einon omer, el hashmi'ini es kolech, kol shekvar shamati b'mitzrayim. So, that's just part of the concept, a very nice smach to the entire concept that we're talking about. Yeah. Now, let's go weiter into Perek. That's weird. Let's go weiter into Shar Beis Perek Yud Beis. Okay. It says like this, L'chein amru chazal, kol ha-mishtatif shem shamayim, b'tzaroi, koiflin loy, parnasasai. Anyone that davens with Hashem's tzar in mind will get double parnasa. Why? Because he's davening for double things. He's davening for himself, and he's davening also for Hashem. Now, he brings down a mashal, which I'm going to try to squeeze into the last 3 minutes of the share. He brings down a mashal, and the reason why I think that maybe we could squeeze it in 3 minutes is because we actually said this mashal before in the Ruach Chaim share. Rav Chaim Volozhin mentioned this in the other sefer we learned, in Ruach Chaim. Okay? So here's the mashal. The mashal goes, it's a very, very powerful mashal, that there's a father that's watching his son. And he watches his son is getting drunk. And the son is getting drunk and he's enjoying himself. Wow, this is awesome. This is a great party. And the son is like, the father's like, this is not going to end well. This is not going to end well. And he's like really scared. And he's going through this pain, watching his son doing dangerous stuff. And then bam, son gets hit by a car. He's dancing in the street. Son gets hit by a car. And the son is in, the father's in such pain. But this whole time, the son doesn't feel a thing. Because he's drunk, you know, he don't feel nothing. So the father's in terrible pain. And he's like, the whole time he was drinking, and then he got hit by a car. The father's like watching, this is crazy. And finally, they call the ambulance, and the ambulance picks up the kid. They take him to the hospital. And then they start, you know, realizing what they got to do. And then the kid starts waking up. And he's starting to feel all the perceived, you know, and then he realizes he's got to go, and now his son's really scared. And what's going on? And where am I? And he's petrified and he's scared. And he starts feeling the pains of the surgeries and the procedures and the medications and all this stuff. And then the father's like a little more calm now. So it comes out, why? Because the father knows he got to do the surgery, right? So it comes out that when the father was in pain, the kid had no clue. And when the kid is in pain, the father's okay with it because the father knows this is the way the kid's gonna get better. So Chaim Volozhin says that this is our relation. This is a muscle for what happens when we engage in sin, or we engage in improper behavior. Hashem is watching us. Guys, what are you doing? You're getting drunk over here. This is gonna lead to no good stuff. You know, you're getting involved in things. This is no good. And Hashem's going through the pain of watching us get further and deeper into our things, into our, you know, we're getting deeper into the abyss. We're getting lost. And Hashem's getting pain watching this happen. And then he watches us and we're having a good time. We're like, this is awesome. This is great. And we don't feel a thing. And he feels the pain. We don't feel the pain. And then all of a sudden, something happens. But that's part of the surgical process. When something happens to us and Hashem brings a certain yisurim or a certain oinish, it's there to kapara, it's there to make us better, it's there to make us learn our lesson. So Hashem is performing a surgery. So at the time that we feel the pain, we're waking up. He's feeling that this is necessary. This is okay. This is part of the process. It's when are we causing the tzar shechina really is when we got to the point that he needed to do that to us. That's what caused him the pain. What caused the father the pain was that the kid got drunk and got hit by a car. And you made me put me in a situation I have to give you a surgery. But the surgery is good for you. I have to give you the surgery. And the child only feels the surgery. He doesn't realize what he did at the time. So that's what we are. We don't realize what we are doing at the time. But what we're doing is causing Hashem pain because Hashem says, when you're doing this behavior, I'm going to have to put you through surgery to get you out of this. So therefore, that's the pain that we're causing to Hashem. We're causing to Hashem the pain that he's going to have to, in order for us to be perfect, back the way he wants us to be, he's going to need to perform this type of surgery on us. That's painful. So that's how one element, that's in Perek Beis, the way Chaim Volozhin begins to explain the concept of Tzar Shechina. It's a pretty powerful muscle. And the muscle is like, you know, really strong. But it's incredible, Marshall. Okay, we'll continue on the topic, next day or two. Okay, everybody?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Good night. Good night.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye.
Well. David, we'll see you. Have a good night. Thanks.